Anyway, just the pocket mouse. Actually, fuck it. I can edit stuff out now. I don't care if people are talking over me. This is the Pocket Monster Manual. I'm really sure I'm
really here. It's really all putting that anyway.
I stand corrected.
Don't test me!
We're here with MD.
Is that your
mic? That's MD! That's MD!
Shiny. And Specs. We're talking about the tentacle. This is a fucking disaster.
Talking about tentacle. It's the jellyfish Pokemon. The type looking more like a squid.
The Geodude of the sea.
True. Absolutely.
Is he a perfect attendance?
He is not.
Are you shitting me?
Gen 5.
Is that a fucking joke?
He's not even in black and white too. And he's not supposed to. He does not show up.
That's stupid.
Wow, I actually thought he did, so I'm really surprised.
Yeah, me too. Because he's like exhausting.
He's wet Geodude.
Wet Geodude.
I was actually looking at the Bulbapedia page before this, and I learned something new. In the anime, Tentacool can possess people.
Yes.
Yeah, it's wild.
He specifically possesses Meowth because Meowth can talk. So he possesses Meowth. I guess he can't possess humans. Do they possess humans in it?
I think it's just.
Pokemon.
I can't remember because that happens in that.
It was the one with the resort.
With the giant tentacle and that really horrible, nasty woman.
Yeah, with the intro. It's you and me.
Yeah.
I think it's where it happens.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
But that's cool.
It's knocking down buildings.
I think it only happens to Meowth, though. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So they use Meowth as a mouthpiece specifically because I guess he's a Pokemon so they can control other Pokemon and Meowth can talk.
Feels like,
so
it's yeah, because otherwise they just like, if they went after the horsey that showed up in that episode, they'd just be like, horsey, 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 and they'd go, all right,
no point.
Cool.
Yeah.
Is this an anime-only invention? Because it seems like it would be water psychic in that case. Actually, no, there's too many water psychics already, MD said so.
Anglers who hook them by accident are often punished by its stinging acid.
How do you hook a jellyfish? It would just rip through it and kill it.
Yeah. It flails around and its death throes and stings you.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Or it gets like, like in the beak. Like it tries to bite down.
Is it an octopus or a jellyfish?
It looks more like a squid. It's called a jellyfish, but it looks visibly more like a squid / octopus.
I think it's just one of those things where, like, it's just a Pokemon that is a Pokemon. Yeah. Like with Mankey, how, like, there's no such thing as a pig monkey, shut up, but, you know. It is anyway.
Because jellyfish are just, like, actual pieces of jelly. Like, they're very easy to...
Thin. They're extremely thin, yeah.
Like, these tentacle seems like it's a little more... solid.
Its body is 99% water, and the remaining 1% contains the organ that makes it poison.
I sick.
So.
Ultra Moon,
serious?
Pokedex.
That's no way.
No, that's what it says.
The 99% water.
So there's no sensory organs.
That's
just
water is its primary.
Water and poison.
Cool.
That's bullshit. I'm saying, like, right now, I'm saying that is bullshit.
It doesn't need to smell or sense anything. It just needs to poison.
So, tentacle, just looking at it, it's a bit like, I know we're saying it looks like a squid. What are the tits on its head? It's got two big tits on either side of its head, and it's got one.
Don't they flash? They fire beams of life from it. No, I'm sorry. That's its eyes. Man, I thought one of the dexes explained what they are.
Red crystals. They are crystals.
Yeah.
Crystals.
Yeah. Oh my god, they're its eyes.
No, they're not.
Yeah, it's crystal-like eyes.
Well, no, because the biology bit says it has red crystals on each side of its body and one small in the middle, and then it has two small eyes with black pupils.
Okay, well, go tell that to the dex, not me. Because the dex keeps saying... It keeps saying that it fires, like, beams out from its crystal-like eyes, and...
Or so it does.
Yeah. So are those just fake eyes?
Like how Craybilly has those fake eyes.
Not looking at you?
Or like, you know how Caterpie also has the fake eye-shaped pattern.
So does that mean it's got three eyes?
Got four.
Is that thing in the middle an eye as well?
It's got... I reckon it's got five. I think they're all eyes.
Oh, whoa. You could be right.
Except the red ones are blind, and they just shoot outwards.
No, maybe the red ones sense Maybe the red ones sense a different wavelength of electromagnetic energy. Like the regular looking eyes are like human eyes, so they see in just like light, whereas the big red ones, maybe they see in UV or like IR or something.
It would probably be infrared, considering the color of them.
But it has no sensory organs. It only has poison. Yeah. Organs.
But it's got eyes though. So that means eyes are made of water.
But they're crystals. Oh my god.
They're made of poison.
This is ridiculous.
It says they're crystals. If they're crystals, they're not made of...
No, but then there's some of them that say as transparent as crystals, so that's just a simile or crystal-like eyes, but then there's some that say they're actually crystals, so it's very unclear, and I feel like the fucking Pokemon professors who done these entries have not been doing their job right, and I think maybe they're just afraid of getting poisoned.
The problem with the scientific community in the Pokemon world is they don't talk to each other. They just come up with their own theories in their own regions, and like they can completely contradict each other.
Any of the professors have talked to each other in Pokemon?
No, they don't peer review each other's journals. They don't do jack shit.
That's not true. Elm and Oak like are exclusively friends. Elm is literally like, hey, go get Oak for me.
That's true. True, true.
Yeah, but Elm's not really good at anything. Like,
he's good at watching Pokemon fuck and make eggs. That's pretty much his thing.
What do you think a dehydrated tentacle looks like? What do you think a dry bones tentacle?
A dick.
He'd look like a 1% of what he currently is, wouldn't he?
But apparently, you can find them lying like dehydrated ones lying around on the beach.
Hold on, I've just realized. Right. Clefairy and Clefable, it's not condoms they're leaving at the end of the garden, it's dehydrated tentacles.
The lore continues.
The ancient Romans would use tentacles as condoms.
Oh god.
The ancient Romans would use dehydrated tentacles.
Do you think the poison acts like a spermicide?
Oh my god, we've cracked the code!
There you go.
Can we end this here? I'm disgusted and I want to die.